Ascension Sacred Heart is now offering plasma therapy treatment for the coronavirus at its Pensacola and Emerald Coast locations. The treatment is being offered as part of a national research study that's ramping up as more plasma donations come in.
We're part of a large research study with the Mayo Clinic and the FDA to look at convalescent plasma and to see if it's got utility.
Dr. Peter Jennings is Chief Medical Officer of Ascension Sacred Heart. He says Ascension doctors have initiated the use of this treatment for COVID-19 that takes plasma from people who've recovered from the viral infection and infuses their antibody-rich plasma into very sick patients who are fighting the virus. As a reminder, Jennings says this medical strategy isn't new. It was first used in the early 1900s to fight infections such as measles and mumps, and in more recent decades, SARS, H1N1, and MERS.
They would take the blood from an individual that recently recovered from that, spin it down, and give the plasma to another individual to help them fight infection, with the hopes that that antibody that's still in that post-infected person's blood can help the person that's fighting that infection.
Plasma is the part of the blood that includes those infection-fighting antibodies. To date, COVID-19 convalescent plasma has shown significant potential for coronavirus patients. Now, in looking for plasma donors, Dr. Jennings says one of the most important criteria is to have had coronavirus, but now testing negative and symptom-free for at least 28 days.
Another one of the criteria are, if you think you had COVID-19, to do an antibody test, and that is now available. The IgG test is now available, and we do have that available within our facility.
To help identify recovered patients and increase the number of plasma donors, Ascension Sacred Heart is now working with One Blood. Pat Michaels, Director of Communications for One Blood, says building that database is getting easier.
When we first announced this, just about a month ago, we had the very first convalescent plasma donor down in Miami, the mayor of Miami, Suarez.
You know, what we wanted to do is just set the example and let people know that, you know, once your fight with COVID-19 is over, your obligation to help other people begins.
That donation by Mayor Francis Suarez sparked a flood of contributions, even from people who'd never given before, with little or no solicitation. For One Blood, the resulting increase has changed their plasma collection and distribution.
In the beginning, we had people connecting with others because we had very few donations. We had hospitals asking for specific blood types, but now we're getting to the point where hundreds of people are coming in, and that's a very good thing. And now we have, we're getting a larger pool of donors who have the antibodies in our system to help out with patients. So it's no longer the one-to-one directed donation process.
Instead, it's now more like the regular blood donation process, where donors are showing up to make a donation to, quote, pay it forward, with no idea of who it will be going to. According to Michaels, just a month into this study and the call for plasma donations, this particular track has emerged as a new and much different operation that will likely continue for some time.
Because of the need for this, we are now moving resources, people, employees, new operational changes, new testing procedures. There's been quite a revolutionary change, but something that is very necessary and something that we see is vital to helping people to get over the severe symptoms.
We're taking you behind the scenes of One Blood to show you the massive coordinated effort taking place around the clock to collect, test, and distribute COVID-19 convalescent plasma.
This is Susan Forbes, One Blood Senior Vice President for Corporate Communications, in an informational video available at oneblood.org. It is on One Blood's website where people who've recovered from coronavirus submit their information to see if they qualify to be a convalescent plasma donor. If approved, they're scheduled for an appointment.
As soon as the donor is finished donating, their donation is packed up and rushed by a One Blood courier and arrives here at our One Blood Biologics Lab. It's checked in and immediately handed off to a person who prepares the donation for processing.
There are two donation methods, either through an automated process where only the plasma is collected, or by donating whole blood, where all the components of the donor's blood are collected. After initial processing, more than a dozen tests are required to ensure the donation is safe. And once the process is complete,
the plasma is quickly labeled, packed up, and handed directly to a One Blood courier who rushes the convalescent plasma to the hospital.
I would say this convalescent plasma is very similar to a poor man's vaccine.
Again, Dr. Peter Jennings from Ascension Sacred Heart, which is one of many hospitals now participating in the clinical trial and offering the treatment as a way to help people very sick from coronavirus build immunity against it. Jennings is excited about the potential of plasma therapy to save lives, noting some positive preliminary results. Long term, he says the study will help scientists find out more about how much immunity people have after recovering from COVID-19, and it will help determine the potential for developing an effective vaccine.
But for this community, even for the world, it's a fairly new virus. So I'd say by and large, the jury's out.
Finding the answers begins with plasma donations. Information on eligibility is available online at oneblood.org/plasma. Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.